do. We leap before we look. We grab with rusty grabbers and throw away the rest. When it comes to downright thievery, we really are the best.
You never met a pirate until you met the likes of us.
We map.
We chase.
We stretch the truth.
We pick our teeth.
And cuss.
Our motto is so simple and plain for all to see. What's yours is ours. What's ours is ours for all eternity.
I'm joined by the cast, some of the cast, and the director of Blue Nose, premiering on the 12th, continuing on the 13th, the 19th, and the 20th. And this is a play more geared towards children. Sonia Meyer, you are the director, so what can you tell us about why you chose this play and what it means to you?
Well, I love pirates, so that was where I started. I actually was searching for children's shows and scripts, and I wanted to find a show that allowed adults to play adults. A lot of kid shows have adults playing kids or animals, and I think it's great for adults to be able to play adults and still connect with children. And I work with kids on a daily basis and have worked with them for a long time, and I think that they are very smart and they are very perceptive, and I wanted to give them something that they could see the reality in while also still be really silly. And this script was perfect because there's only 4 cast members, which was a great start for me because it makes it so much easier when you can just connect to those 4 people and everyone's on stage almost the whole show. And then you have these big, physical, fun characters that get to do a lot of physical comedy, and I think it's going to be super fun for all ages and particularly the students.
Dana Gobbets.
Yes.
What can you tell us about your character?
Well, we've been working very diligently with my character. The character's name is Nat. And we've been finding how to connect him most readily with the audience. All 4 of the characters are very extreme. All 4 of them are very interesting, unique. But of course, you always need that one character that allows the audience into the world. And so we've been working so that my character can be that kind of grounding factor to say, hey, look, this is what's happening in this world, and it changes me, and that allows that catalyst to change the other characters as well. And I've absolutely loved this show because, much like Sonia, I love working with and for kids. I've been looking for a show to work for quite some time now, that panders to the children. But I think what we're doing here is we're approaching such mature themes, because the theme of this show really has to deal with embracing everyone around you and treating everyone equally and wholly, and really addresses the concept of racism and how it's not okay and how we can overcome it by appreciating everyone's differences. And that's a common theme in the show, where we're starting to learn how to appreciate differences. We've known one way for our entire lives. We are pirates, but what happens when this new person comes into our life? How do we treat them? How do we respect them?
So beyond being a fun kids' play, obviously full of humor and a lot of silly gestures, mm-hmm. It does play with some pretty big themes and topical as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. It's a way to introduce this concept that we as a nation are addressing in different ways here and there, but this is a fun way to address it so that we're not so that we understand how to treat each other, really.
Yeah, I think this is a fanciful world in the places that we talk about Pacamula, and there are Huskarians, which are all fanciful, but it is fact that pirates were involved with colonization and that Europeans did come over and colonize and not treat the locals well, and that there is this themes of diversity and inclusion and colonization, and the scriptwriter talks about that in his author notes, and I think it's a great thing for some of the older kids to study when they're looking at the show, because it is somewhat fanciful, but we are playing the reality of the pirates and the types of places and islands that they traveled to.
Mm-hmm. And we've been joined by another cast member.
Stop yakking and start hacking! I'm Libby Reif. I play Rat, the captain.
Nice
the big
bully.
Captain Rat. To meet you. Hi.
And Travis Wilson, another cast member sitting in this circle. What can you tell us about your character that you'd like to share?
So Spat is basically the idiot of the group, but what I love about him is there is a lot more to Spat than just being a silly child. I don't want to give away too much of the ending, but at the end we do kind of see more variety in Spat. You kind of see someone who can think for themselves, who can speak out, and that's what I do love about him, is because I relate a lot to Spat. I'm very carefree. I tend to be very naive at times, but I know when to stand my ground, and I know when to follow what I believe to be true. And I think that's something that a lot of people can connect to, because I don't want it to be that notion that we always have to be so straightforward and serious. There are times when we can be whimsical and silly. That's one of the things I love about this. It brings out the child in all of us. But this character in particular really just lets it all loose, but still has that notion of being a good human being. And I love that about him.
Obviously, with these broader, more complicated themes, the older audience that are going to accompany their children will have things to dig out of the context as well and enjoy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of jokes that are going to land well with adults.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, in an appropriate way for the children.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we're one cast member down, and the lead of the play, the Blue Nose themselves, is a character called Ku. Right?
Ku.
What can you tell us about Ku?
Well, she is a very strong woman, and the script doesn't specify where she is actually from, just that she has a blue nose, and that she's different than the other pirates. So they don't understand her at first, and they tie her up, and they're cruel to her, and she stays strong the whole time, and we learn, and I think the students will learn very quickly, that she is very smart and she has lots of skills. And so I've chosen to speak with Jesse Douglas, who is playing Ku, and we've landed, not officially, but she is definitely an islander. Originally I really wanted to set the show in the South Pacific, so I wanted her to be Tongan or Samoan, or from Fiji, or one of the islands that was colonized by European pirates. And I did discover that there was more colonization in the Caribbean, and so we're trying to see if maybe her being from one of those islands makes more sense. But yes, she is a very smart, more worldly, I think, connected to the earth in a way that the pirates are not, and she teaches a lot of lessons to the pirates.
And all of that context of origin and character building, these are things that don't directly show up in the script, but that each of the actors get to work on and sort of show through their gestures, their way of being.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And Libby is playing Rat, who is the captain, and she's a female. And so that was an interesting, maybe Libby can talk about female pirates as well.
Well, I didn't, Sonia sent me some information. I didn't realize that there actually were very notorious, very powerful, manipulative, incredible female pirates that I never knew about. And so that really helped me when I read up that. I thought, okay, because I wasn't sure, am I gonna be a woman, a female actress playing a male pirate, or how are we gonna approach this? And so I think it's a great twist for the show to see a woman who is, you know, she's only slightly smarter than her crew. And the kids will see, they'll better understand maybe why she became the bully she became, because she has her own challenges that get revealed in the show. But she's definitely leading this sorry little crew and is a full-on pirate. And I thought, oh, the kids aren't going to buy that. But there are absolutely these famous female pirates in history. And so just having that knowledge helped me play the character a little more. Rat is a little bit obsessed with King and country and seems to think she's doing great work for her government when actually she's just pillaging and plundering, but she tries to convince her crew. But even Rat grows, which I think the kids will appreciate. I was a sixth grade teacher for 25 years, so I know that the students will see themselves in all of the different characters in the show, which is nice because we've all been, you know, kind of bullies, we've all been influenced by bullies, and we've all grown from our mistakes. And so I think the kids will be able to relate to all the characters, including Rat.
Mm-hmm. Any last words on number one reason for each of you that people want to see this play?
It is genuinely hysterical.
Yes.
Whether you're a kid or an adult, kids will just love the pure slapstick. Adults will love the pure slapstick and the sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a witty play that has a great mix of all of the types of comedy that we're all accustomed to. It's for everybody.
Yeah. And I will clarify a stigma that I've heard about town is that the theater for young actors often gets gypped with the props and the set and the and just about everything, you know, it's not as good. From what I've heard, but I think this is really, I mean, the set is going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Jeffries, the technical director, I mean, just hero of the theater, he is putting together an incredible pirate ship on stage that we'll be able to bring to local schools. And the props are numerous and fun, and the acting, we've been working so hard to make everything just right, to make sure that everything is both physically comedic but also well placed emotionally and as an actor, as a performer, and I think that this is really going to be something that can be enjoyed by young and old, and on the cover it says something as much: theater for young audiences, older audiences, and
unrepentant pirates.
Unrepentant pirates.
Yes.
So I think that this is really going to be something that is universally appreciated, not just another kid's show.
I would say there are pirates, there are swords, there are storms, there are poop jokes, there are a lot of people falling down on their booties, and everybody's going to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, it's under an hour. You get in, you know, I've been in plenty of shows where I've seen adults doing some napping, you know, and they're not going to be doing that in this production.
Mm-mm.
It's under an hour. It is raucous. It's all over the place from top to bottom. I mean, we are exhausted. The heavy breathing you'll hear on stage, that's all real.
It's
I mean, it will be a pleasure to watch. Very funny, quick, in and out, full entertainment.
Just Sean Jeffries. Do you want to tell me a little bit about this, pirate ship you've been building inside of the Thunder River Theater?
This pirate ship is super cool, super fun, and pretty much a dream come true for me to be able to design and build. Yeah, totally
so,
love it.
As a young Sean Jeffries, you were already imagining what this would look like.
Oh, I've had, you know, ideas of what my ideal pirate ship would look like for many years, yes.
Awesome.
You know, back to when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, so to speak.
And what are some of the features that you are most enthused about?
Let me get my drawing real quick. So I'm pretty excited about being able to actually make one of those rope ladder things. And then all the sail work is going to be kind of ridiculous, but hopefully pretty
beautiful.
Pretty beautiful once it's all said and done.
Yeah, and that's a very kind of Asian-style pirate ship.
Yeah, we were playing around with where exactly these pirates are from. They talk about the king and queen, so that sort of lens would be European. But we wanted to give them a little bit of, you know, South Pacific flair. So we added some Chinese junk sails and then a couple Maori-looking sails over here.
Beyond the pirate ship, what is a reason that you would give for people to come see the show?
It's pretty much just shy of an hour of fun. You know, the jokes are just nonstop. The action is nonstop. The characters are all hilarious. And you can see a little bit of each of them in all of us, you know, between their individual bigotries and authority complexes and just downright stupidity. Everybody has a little bit of all that in them.